At 6'7", Leon Winter was the tallest commentator this program ever had, and the smoothest talking.
Middle age begins when you stop counting forward from birth and begin to reckon your days backward from death. At 43, the news comes just in time to be true.
Leon Winter related that observation on this program in 1997. He died just a few weeks ago of a brain tumor at age 57.
Leon had a keen interest in America's multicultural society, and he viewed it from the perspective of a black man, a child of immigrants, and as a banker.
He worked for a time in commercial finance, and he wrote the book American Skin: Pop Culture, Big Business, and the End of White America.
Leon Winter was also a journalist who once worked at the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post. That's how I first crossed paths with him. You only had to spend a few minutes with him to see that he was a big man with big passions for his beloved Bronx, for baseball, and for his family.
He wrote with good humor about pop culture and great candor about more personal matters, from his Jamaican family roots and romance gone wrong to one of his greatest loves, music.
I'd hear Miles playing Monk, straight, no vibrato, the same recording that hypnotized me as a boy. Only now I'm thinking about a Talking Heads lyric that asks, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go by, letting the water hold me down.
Former All Things Considered commentator Leon Winter, he died last month. He was 57.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.